What it do? Hey, peeps. It's Tuesday. It is April the 23rd, and it is Tuesday. Twisted Tuesday. How was your Monday? Did you enjoy your late night edition of Coffee with Queen? We're going to do it different today. When are we not different? No, seriously, we've got mail. I think we're, what, episode 15 in? And we finally have our first piece of mail. So, let's see what it's all about. Grab that coffee. It's Coffee with Queen. Good morning, peeps. I hope your day is amazing. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Just look outside. I hope it's as bright and beautiful where you are as it is here. It's about maybe 69 degrees. I don't know. It's just beautiful. Take a moment, look outside, and enjoy the beautiful atmosphere. I have a quote I want to share. It's by Alyssa Edwards, and it's, "When I take good care of myself, it lifts my spirits, boosts my confidence, and makes me feel strong. When someone tries to throw me shade, it bounces right off. I look those haters straight in the eye, keep my chin up and shoulders back, because I know I am a fierce queen, and they know it too." I love that, right? Empowering? Yeah. I'm a queen, boo. Realize it. No, but I said we had mail. So, if you don't know, you can find Alpha Queen pretty much on every social media site. Twitter at 1_AlphaQueen. Instagram, Alpha Queen QBS. Coffee with Queen. Facebook. Yes, I'm plugging right now. Also, Alpha Queen on YouTube. But look, we got mail finally. Someone actually sent me a DM message, and I'm not going to mention a name because I didn't even state that I would talk about it on the show, but I just thought it was kind of hilarious, and I want to share it with you guys. It's Twisted Tuesday, right? But to me, I took it as if they were asking, am I in a relationship? And if I'm not in a relationship, how am I able to provide relationship advice? I don't think that I've been providing relationship advice. If you're new to the episode, subscribe and go back and check out some of the episodes. It's more so self-awareness and accountability. I've never really spoken on relationships yet, but that was just my take on it. So even though I didn't say anything back or I didn't reply, I'm gonna read you guys this letter. And anonymously, of course, I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm going to read you this. It's not even a letter. I keep saying letter, but it was more so a message. Person wrote, "Hello, beautiful queen. I want to say I like your podcast. Your voice makes it easy to listen to you in the way to lunch break. Listen to you on the way to my lunch break. It's easy to get bored, like you had said before on your podcast. I just wanted to know how you are single and not married. I don't understand, period. If your advice helps me, period. Tell me more about you, period." That's the end of that comment. So, "Hello, beautiful queen. I want to say I like your podcast. Your voice makes it easy to listen to you on my way to my lunch break. It's easy to get bored, like you had said before on your podcast. I just wanted to know, how are you single and not married? I don't understand. Your advice helps me. Tell me more about you." Well, for one, go back and listen to a few of my episodes. I speak a little bit about myself, very briefly, but I've been married. I'm single by choice, and I've learned that being able to make the decision to be single and be happy about it puts you in a better place to realize when you're headed towards something successful, or when you're potentially going to end up in a great union. You understand? When you've been single for so long and you've taken the time to work on yourself, a lot of the red flags that you would typically miss on your journey of maturation, they are easy to pick out. It's easy to say, no, I don't want to be with someone just for comfort. No, I don't want to be with someone just because I don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to make the executive decision for yourself to say, hey, I'm single until someone that's deserving of me comes along. As I stated before, I was actually married. I was married back in 2008. I actually married the first guy that I encountered at the age of 21. Not the first guy that I ran into, but when I turned 21, I met my husband, my ex-husband, on my 21st birthday. It was a great marriage. Not without flaws, of course. We were both learning each other. We were both learning how to be parents. We were learning how to be husband and wife. We were trying to fit into a form that society had created. We knew nothing about love itself. We jumped into a superficial marriage. The only thing that saved us, not our marriage, but saved us, was the fact that we were best friends before we got married. And he's still my best friend to this day. We just aren't together. Because we realize that we weren't a match for one another. We got married for all the wrong reasons, but we went on to create three beautiful souls. So it was still a win-win, if you ask me. I took some time to work on myself. I fell in love with me. Alpha Queen was born. I did date after my marriage, to no avail. Don't get me started on that. But I was still tweaking myself when I was in those situations. I was not whole. So I couldn't expect for those relationships to breed any longevity. It was fractured. And then I went on a hiatus. And I actually took about, 3 years to get to know me. What made me happy? What made me sad? How I reacted when I was sad? What I needed to do to pick myself up? How long did it take me to get out of my rut? I learned me. I tweaked the things that were problematic in my situations in the past. Me. Another quote. I feel like every woman is a queen and we should be treated as such. And we should. You know, sort of request that sort of treatment from others. Queen Latifah. I love that woman. But she's right. We're all queens. And there's not one definition that is definitive of all queens. Think about it. Don't let someone else's definition of whatever their term tell you or dictate how you live your life. You know, if you're content with being single and you're okay with that, do that. If you want to provide relationship advice and there's someone that's listening, and as long as your advice is sufficient, then do that. Be you. I'm great where I am. And I've said it before, I'm actually the most happiest that I've ever been in life. And that's because I feel as if I can see, I can hear, I can feel. I know how to navigate my way throughout this thing called life. And I feel like in due time, somebody's going to accompany me on this throne, and they're going to stay. And my definition of happiness, and I'm pretty certain if we match and in their definition of happiness, we don't have to be married. Whole nother episode. To define our union and our happiness, we don't need that superficial certificate. We're great. It's all about finding yourself, identifying with yourself, accepting yourself, and being accountable for any and everything that you do throughout life. Period. With a smile and a crown. And of course, a cup of coffee. It is Twisted Tuesdays, peeps. What it do? I'm about to get ready to get up out of here. I hope you enjoyed your cup of coffee. No, seriously, if you're just now finding me, subscribe. Yeah, you oldies already knew I was about to do it. Also, Coffee with Queen on Facebook, Alpha Queen on YouTube, Alpha Queen QBS on Instagram. Stay tuned, though, because I have a dope Mother's Day edition coming up. Don't really know what day I'm going to drop it, but you want to stay tuned into the Facebook page of all Coffee with Queen. And until next time, holla at your girl. What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do?